Good morning. It's Weekend Edition here on KBSX 91.5. I'm George Prentice. Boise Contemporary Theater begins its 22nd season next week with Hand to God, a new American play called both profane and profound. Twain Blackaller and Veronica Van Tobel co-star. Currently waist-deep in rehearsal and probably elbow-deep in puppets. And we'll say good morning to them both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is an extraordinary play, and I'm lucky enough to say that because I've been lucky enough to see this play in New York. I don't think it will surprise you when I tell you that there were multiple gasps from the audience in this play. So yeah. I will leave it to you to describe what this play is about.
What's extraordinary about it is that it tackles some pretty exciting subject matter in a very surprisingly funny way.
Yeah.
But it's certainly the kind of play that gives me pause when I think about my mom coming to see it.
Yeah. Yes. I told my mom it has adult humor, and she said, well, we're all adults.
Well, and when it won't surprise anyone when you see the play, there is a puppet, a hand puppet, a particular hand puppet named Tyrone. And Tyrone is he's a forceful personality on the hand of Jason. Character that I play,
to say the least.
Yeah, yes. And he.
These are not the Muppets, nor Avenue Q.
No, this is. No. Yeah, this is beyond that. There are a couple of things the puppets do in this play. Veronica and I were working on them in rehearsal yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There are a couple of things that happen with the puppets that will elicit some interesting reactions from the audience. It's really Tyrone may or may not be the devil, and there's a question about what that means.
Let's talk about the puppet voices.
Sure.
Yeah.
How did you get there? And give us a taste, by the way.
We'll have to invite Tyrone in and see if Jolene
I don't
can
know.
Come in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know.
We'll have to just be ready to bleep to push the bleep button.
Give it. We'll take our chances.
So Jason's a bit more contemplative and quiet and a bit afraid. And Tyrone is like this, he's a lot more forceful. He's got a strong id, and he wants to burn the world, you know? You know what I'm saying? He's very, very, I don't want to say angry, maybe a bit twitchy, but he's got a certain something. He knows what he wants.
And the window that this play might open up to 2017, I've been thinking a bit about this too, is our struggle to find appropriate ways of relating, communicating. We all have a fair amount of demons when we reveal them, when we don't. And a fair amount of that is playing out in, yeah. in our world on the front pages.
It's
in
true.
Our
I
culture.
Think, yeah. I think Tyrone probably was voted for our president just to see what would happen. I think that's probably a fair assumption.
Tyrone is a disruptor.
He is a disruptor.
He's, by definition.
He would consider himself the disruptor in chief.
Yeah.
he's the most disruptive force. Nearly the most disruptive force in our world right now. But
I mean, it's funny. We did a run yesterday of the show, and afterwards, everybody just kind of like sat in the audience and was just – and Matthew Cameron Clark, our director, was like – okay, I think we're done for the day, you know, because it's especially that end. It's just an amazing.
You will not forget
ending.
It anytime soon.
No,
that's a promise.
And you have mixed feelings about it, and you think about it afterwards, which I think every good play will hopefully do.
Yeah, I think it takes a little while to unpack. Though one of the things I like best about it is that for all of the craziness and all of the outlandish comedy and the potentially really challenging subject matter.
Yeah.
It has this improbably uplifting possibility at the end. Somehow or another, you think, maybe we can do it. There's something really hopeful built into this catastrophe that you get to witness on stage.
What do I say? Break a wrist?
Our puppets don't have legs, so they can break fingers.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Best of luck to you. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You can learn more about Boise Contemporary Theater's upcoming season and see how to get tickets at bctheater.org.